The last week of September is the first week of classes for public higher education around the region, so it's day two of classes for the academic year at public universities and community colleges on the Oregon side. Those include Umpqua Community College in Roseburg. UCC is now known nationally after a young man with a gun killed nine people and himself on campus last October. Classes eventually resumed and life returned to normal on campus. Now, normal includes a president who arrived just a couple of months ago. Deborah Thatcher arrived in the summer from her old job at the State University of New York, SUNY, at Cobleskill, and she's now entrenched in Roseburg. Deborah Thatcher, thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Jeffrey, thank you for having me.
The pleasure. I noticed that the College of Agriculture and Technology is what SUNY Cobleskill is largely about. How different a mission between that school and the one where you are now?
Well, there are definitely similarities and differences. The SUNY Cobleskill, as an ag and tech college, was a four-year college that had both associate's and bachelor's degree programs, about 50-50 split. So in that regard, it's different here. The community college does not have the bachelor degrees. We did some workforce development there, not as much here. We had more full-time students. Here we have more part-time students. But in essence, the mission was very similar in that it was to educate the students of the region to help them have great careers, to help them move on to further education, to help them contribute to the economic vitality of the state and the region.
Now, I notice your most recent job was as a research fellow there, but you had been president for 2 years, is that right?
I was acting president mm-hmm. for 2 years, mm-hmm. and after that search concluded, I did a year-long project for SUNY Cobleskill on student success. What are the doing research mostly in the literature, but also conducting some interviews and so forth with different people around the country about what colleges and universities are doing to help bring in students to the colleges, keep them there to reach their goals, to complete their programs, and then to go out into the workforce or on to further education.
Did that research project help you make some decisions about your own life and the fact that you're at a community college now?
Well, certainly all of that contributes to my ability to work with the faculty and staff here to help us achieve our goals of students moving on, students being more successful in completing their degrees, getting rid of any barriers that are in place. Colleges unwittingly often put barriers in students' places, so being sensitive to those and changing our practices so that students have a clear path before them. So, yes, that very much contributed to my ability to do my job here and to work with the faculty and staff.
Well, let's talk about those barriers then. What are some of the common ones that seem to be present in a lot of post-secondary education, and what are some of the ones specific to Umpqua when you arrived?
Well, some of the things Umpqua's worked on is very similar to things being done around the country. When we bring students in, for example, we understand the system, but the system is so different than what they've experienced in high schools or in places they've worked. Higher education just does things very differently. We have admissions offices, we have records offices, we have financial aid offices, we have business offices. And so often students find themselves moving from one area to another area trying to get the help they need. And often those areas aren't well coordinated. So what we're working on and what many colleges and universities are working on is how do we sort of put those areas together, have them work collaboratively so that it's sort of a one-stop shop for students. They come and they're in one place and all of the different things that they need to enter the college are right there, and they're not traipsing back and forth across campus and getting frustrated with being told where to go and not being able to find it.
Is there any physical streamlining you foresee there where you can kind of move things into where people can go from building A to building B to building C, that sort of thing?
Well, indeed, we are. That's been under consideration by people here, and that's a very important part of what we're doing this fall is analyzing our space utilization and the different areas on campus and which ones need to be working more closely together, and can we relocate offices so that our employees work more closely together and also students have easier access to the services that they need.
Deborah Thatcher is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the recently arrived president at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about UCC past, present, future. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. I talked about your last job at SUNY Cobleskill in New York State, but you're well-traveled, and people could probably tell by your accent you're from North Carolina originally. Where you've been a lot of places, haven't you?
Well, my first career was teaching young children, and that you actually have a lot of opportunities to travel when you're in the educational field. And so, indeed, I did. I grew up in Western North Carolina, but I taught in Wyoming, where I finished my undergraduate degree. I taught in a couple different places in Alaska, overseas in the Marshall Islands, in Michigan, in South Carolina, in Maryland. So, yes, I've taught in lots of places. In all of those places, I encounter different people, different cultures, different attitudes, and it helps me learn to appreciate those different perspectives. And what I learn from those, I can come back and apply here in terms of, one, how you work with different people, but two, other ideas that maybe we could try on here and see if there's a good fit.
The whole world had heard of Umpqua Community College last fall because of the shooting last October. Where did you see the job listing? And I mean, had you heard the name yourself by then? I would guess so.
Certainly, higher ed news. There are several avenues for higher ed news that are produced daily, and so the whole higher education community was shaken last October 1st. But the ad goes out in typical higher ed publications, and that's where I looked, and fully aware of what had happened here, but also understanding that that was really an aberration, that, you know, it could have happened anywhere. It wasn't a statement about who this college is or who this or what this community is like.
You follow two interim presidents. Have you been able to pick their brains, or have you at least spent some time around them trying to get a sense for what the challenges they saw were?
Absolutely. I was able to meet face-to-face as well as on phone for a few hours with each of them, and they were very helpful in giving their perspectives and knowing that they were there short-term and they had very specific things they needed to do. But they certainly did help me get started, sort of hit the ground running by sharing their experiences and their advice.
In addition to them, I just wonder who else you had a chance to visit with President Thatcher. I mean, I can imagine it's like, you know, figure out which drawers the papers and the pencils are in and then start meeting people from around the community. So who were the people you met?
Well, of course, meeting all the people on campus is very important. So I've spent time working on that and continue to meet new people constantly here. In the community, I've met with people, of course, from the Ford Family Foundation and all of the wonderful work that they're doing. Has been discussed. I've met with the superintendents of the local schools, which is probably one of our most important partners in terms of educating the people of the county. I've met with several, I've had more informal meetings with people in the community, just meeting them, whether it's at a restaurant or in a store and so forth. I've met with people at the Cal Creek Band, some of the leaders there, to talk about educational sorts of things and partnerships. So I'm getting around. I continue to try to meet more people and see how we can partner to better provide the educational needs of the county at the higher ed level.
What kind of programs exist right now to make continuity between, for example, Roseburg High School, which is the largest in Douglas County, and UCC?
Well, of course, we have the sort of general transfer programs for students from any area that want to come here, get a good start with a high-quality education at an affordable price before they go on and finish a degree of about any nature at one of the four-year universities here. But Roseburg also has been reinvigorating a career in technical education, and so we're looking to create some good partnerships and pathways from that. I know they're doing welding, we're doing welding. They do automotive, we do automotive. And so partnering with them as well as other high schools in the county will be a really important part of helping students see pathways to careers and to further education. So those are underway, and we certainly have people who communicate regularly with the schools
Do you have a chance to expand the reach a bit beyond the confines of Douglas County? I think in terms of particularly the Southern Oregon Wine Institute being present there at Umpqua Community College. Not many community colleges have setups like that. I just wonder how much more attractive that makes you to be able to pull in some people and some dollars from outside the county you're in.
You're asking me about something that I'm not fully versed on yet, but certainly the one of the beautiful things, I think, about Oregon is the connection among all of the community colleges. They the presidents of the colleges meet regularly. Other people within the college, like different vice presidents, different managers, and so forth, meet regularly and work together to really improve the whole system. It's not technically a system, but the whole higher education processes in the state, so that students wherever have access. So we talk with each other regularly. Other presidents have helped me think about business partnerships, political partnerships, you know, who do I work with in the legislature and so forth. So I can't really speak to the Wine Institute as much, but I'm sure that there are I'm actually working with some people now to see what the potential there is and some of the other things that we may be able to do that we haven't accomplished yet.
President Thatcher, as you look at UCC, and granted it's just been a couple of months now, but as you look around, what's the one major thing that is not there that you would like to see there?
Oh, wow, you're trying to get me in trouble. And I say that because the decisions, what I see, I don't act on independently.
Sure.
It's really important that I talk with people on campus. I talk with our students as well as faculty and staff. I talk with the community to be sure that we have are meeting the needs. I know, for example, we just started 3 new forestry programs, so it's really marvelous to step in and see a reconnection with the forestry industry here. But we have a new business program that's an online program that is an incredibly successful program. We're the only one in the country doing it for retail management. So that's really incredible. I would love to see some other things happen, but I don't want to put that out there without having discussed it with other people.
Yeah, okay. Deborah Thatcher.
I hope you can appreciate that.
I certainly can, yeah. Deborah Thatcher is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, president at Umpqua Community College, arrived in July, was it?
Yes, July 1st is when I started.
Okay, 800-838-3760 if you want to join the conversation by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. As you look down the road at likely trends in enrollment and in funding, what gives you hope and what gives you cause for concern?
Well, in terms of enrollment, I think that we're going to make a concerted effort here to really connect better with the community, really strengthen our relationships with the high schools across the county so that they see the great quality and value that they would have by starting their higher education here at Umpqua Community College. That's requires intentionality, great effort, and sustained effort. And so we're committed to doing that. And I think that will result in a change in our enrollment and an upswing in the enrollment. We also know there are many people in Douglas County that would like to have further education for new job skills, for changing careers and so forth. And so we want to be sure that we have clear pathways and avenues for those folks to reach us. So the enrollment doesn't concern me quite as much because I think we're going to do some things that will help there. In terms of funding, that's always an uncertain thing all the way across the country. It's not anything unique to Oregon, but I think that is a challenge that we all have to continue to have discussions on. How do we fund higher education as well as the pre-K through 12 education in our state? And so I can't really speak to that really well in terms of Oregon being new here, but I know that there's a lot of work being done by the Oregon Community College Association in conjunction with the legislature, and so I have to remain hopeful. I'm not counting on a lot of new money, but I'm hoping that we're not losing the funds that we have.
Okay, so hoping things will stay harmless, at least in the near term. Let's talk about security measures. I understand that they have been changed certainly before you got there. How much more robust than they were a year ago?
Well, the sorts of security things we have that have been added as a result of some funding, mostly from the state has to do with improving lighting on campus, changing out the kinds of lock systems we have on the doors, changing our phone system so that we have a good speakerphone system with a broadcast capability. So those sorts of things have happened around campus. I think it does, as students and faculty staff progress through the year, I think they'll have this sense of a greater security. All that security, I think, will result in people settling and feeling more confident that this is indeed the safe place it's always been.
Is that, what are the plans for observing the anniversary of the shooting in a couple of days?
On campus, we are going to mark that one-year point in a very subtle and solemn way. We will have on campus families of the people who were in the room have been invited for a very private gathering for the entire campus. We will have bagpipes playing for a while and observe a moment of silence. And then we will close the campus on October 1st, that no one will be here, as just a way of remembering. So it's very solemn. It's very respectful of everyone and where they are now and the memories that they have, the people we lost, and how we're moving forward.
And finally, President Thatcher, what's the status of the replacement of Snyder Hall where the shooting happened?
There is a group that's been meeting for some time now, laying out plans. We have certainly made an agreement with a architecture firm, and they're working on the plans for that. Sometime in the next few months, the building will come down, and by December of next year, we should have a new hall in place that will be very consistent with the campus and look very beautiful. It will still be Snyder Hall, and it still will be used for classroom and office space.
All right. Looking ahead at Umpqua Community College, Deborah Thatcher is the president there, just arrived not quite 3 months ago. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today on The Exchange.
Jeffrey, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.